Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Danny Parkin Show.
I like sex. Go to Europe.
French shirt. Sweetness shirt.
On 670 The Score.
Thank you for hanging out. We'll talk to Mark Gross coming up in just over 20 minutes. There's news on Khalil Mack and his back injury, having him miss practice today after being a full participant yesterday. And when the Bears are traveling to L.A. is apparently newsworthy. They're changing some things up for the Monday night game. Charles Leno discussion. A lot of things to get to. Apparently going to be a very newsy report with Mark Grody coming up in just over 20 minutes. Mark Carmen has been a member of the Chicago sports media, on and off, since the 90s, right, Carm? Is that fair?
98 first year. Well, that's not true. 97 first year, Parco. Me and Doug
97
Glenn.
97 first year. And yeah. I only say on and off because sometimes you've worked in other places, because when you get fired, you go other places.
Right. Right, exactly. Thank you for underlining that. Or just perhaps was looking for better opportunities at different times. But however you want to, I have gotten fired multiple times. We can get to our history on that if you'd like at some point when Danny Parkins tells me I'm getting fired before I actually get fired. We can hit that at some point.
Yeah, it's just it was something it felt relevant for some reason. But you are genuinely, and I mean this with all sincerity, you are genuinely good at not caring or being intimidated in any way about asking questions of very famous people in very big moments. You don't always ask the best questions. Sometimes you do. But you, I mean, how many questions have you asked LeBron James in your career?
Many.
For example.
Many.
Many.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan?
Not as many, but I was covering that year, although everybody would go to the Bulls locker room, so I would have one-on-ones with the visitors, and I would sit there with Allen Iverson and the Sixers team that was coming off 26 wins, and I'm asking him, hey, Allen, do you think you guys are a playoff contender this year? It's game three, Parco. He looks at me, and he's like, man, what the F do you think I'm going to say? And I'm like, okay, lesson learned. Right, you're not going to cancel the season here in game three. Allen, I agree. I mean, you have no chance of making the playoffs, but I love the boldness. I learned early that, yes.
That's a great – it's honestly, because sometimes we listen to these press conferences and they're just inane, and the questions are awful, or there's four or five questions in one question, triple, quadruple barreled. And so let's start with one that everybody knows this quote. We couldn't find any that hears the question, but let's hear the answer from John Lackey, maybe the most famous Cubs quote of that year, and certainly the most famous of Lackey's time as a Cub. It was Mark Carmen who elicited this answer.
Fair expectations. I think we're trying to win a World Series. I didn't come here for a haircut. You know what I mean? We're trying to get it on. I came here for jewelry.
So I was in the last row, which is really annoying that I can't find that clip literally everywhere. But he's, you know, he's Johnny, tough guy, John Lackey. Nobody's you're afraid of him, Parco. And I'm like, this dude, like, you're going to give an honest answer on if you think the Cubs are good or not good. And
right.
And he went further than I couldn't believe what he said. Like, oh, okay. So you think they're really good and they're going to win the World Series. And they did.
Okay. And so was there,
any level of – so when you get that answer, you're not asking anything spectacular in that spot. John Lackey just helped you out immensely there.
Right, right. It's called somehow being remotely likable and like understanding to the player, I think, maybe in that one. It really doesn't always go that way.
Okay, well, so an example of it not going that way.
That would, yeah.
How many times did you met Joakim Noah and talked to Joakim Noah before this exchange?
Many times.
Okay.
One of my favorite bulls of all time.
It's one of everybody's favorite bulls of all time. All right, so before we play this, give the context of what had happened in the game. Because this was Eastern Conference semis, 1-1, Bulls-Cavs, correct?
Right, huge game. The Bulls, this is the Derrick Rose after injuries, trying to maintain some level of relevancy, their last chance at beating the Cavs and LeBron. LeBron drives down the lane, or actually drives the baseline, dunks on Noah. Those two hate each other. LeBron screams at Noah.
Yep.
Gets a technical. Noah yells back at him. The United Center goes crazy. Bulls win the game on the Derrick Rose banker with 3 seconds to go. Everyone is just incredibly happy. The locker room's in this great mood, and I'm like, you know, let's talk about that awesome moment when the crowd was going crazy with LeBron and you, Joakim.
Did you enjoy the moment with LeBron on the baseline when you guys...
When I got dunked on?
Yeah.
No, I didn't enjoy it.
Did he say something to you first there?
Why would I enjoy getting dunked on?
I don't... Well, you got the crowd going, you were cheering, it was some emotion there.
I loved it. It was amazing. Best feeling. It's crazy. What a bad question.
So for anyone who couldn't hear it, that is you saying to Joakim Noah, did you enjoy that moment? He says, the moment when I got dunked on, you being incredulous and going, yeah.
Well, and he challenged me, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, at that point, I was a little bit, you know, I don't know.
It's crazy. What a bad question.
And he goes, what a bad question. Why would I enjoy being dunked on? Excellent point by Joakim, Carm, I've got to say.
True, but they were on the court. He was screaming at him. They hate each other. Like, I still maintain right now, Parco, that he enjoyed at least some of that moment. Maybe I could have phrased it better, for sure.
Yeah, but what I like, there's a lesson there. You didn't back down. It was a dumb question, but you didn't back down. You're like, yeah, and it elicits Joakim Noah being like, what a dumb, bad question. And he's dunking all over you, much like LeBron dunked all over him. And you stood there and took it. And if you listen to the whole press conference, the guy who bails you out, David Schuster.
Yeah.
he goes, hey, Joe, how about we talk about something else? And then he threw you an audio life raft. It was hilarious.
Well, let me butt in here. Schuster rescued me. Well, I'm like, no, hold on. I got more here with Joe. But
you got more with Joakim. And then maybe my personal favorite, when LeBron just dismissed you summarily out of hand. This was this quote and comment and exchange between you and him led SportsCenter.
LeBron, Mark Carmen, WGN, following up on that, what are fair expectations going forward? Do you feel like you guys are underdogs? I mean, how do you look at it?
Huh? Well, underdog?
Well, right.
Me?
I don't think so. But
me either. I would never be an underdog.
Would you call yourself a favorite?
I think we have a great chance.
So I was – Parco, he's up there every press conference. You know, no one's giving us a chance. No one's – I'm like, you're LeBron James. Everyone is giving you a chance. So I'm like, enough with this. Like, well, okay, are you an underdog? And then he gets, you know, he's, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, you just said it. Like, you've been saying it without saying it.
He's such a jackass. I don't blame you at all. I don't blame you at all for that.
I actually, by the way, really, I mean, I team Jordan forever, and LeBron, I can't even enjoy him because of that. But like, as a guy in those moments, I really appreciate LeBron. So it's not like
you have this weird inability to enjoy LeBron because you're so offended by the fact that it is a conversation nationally between him and Jordan.
Right. It ruined Kobe's career for me. It's ruining LeBron's career. I need to grow up. That's all true. But
yeah, but at least admitting it is the first step to solving the problem. Like, you, for your job at FanSided the other day, we don't have the clip, but you talked to Aaron Gordon and who's the other one?
Andre Drummond.
And Andre Drummond. And you talk to these guys, and they're like, yeah, for anyone born after 2003, they're going to say LeBron is the greatest ever. And your like level of disappointment at that, what they're saying makes sense. Like, how could you expect the people to say, like, oh, this guy from a history book, this guy from a documentary, this guy from an era that I don't have any familiarity with or ability to put into context was better than the guy that, that they saw play? That's totally reasonable.
No, it's not. I'm aware of how good Babe Ruth was. Like, there was
no, you're not.
Yeah, but I kind of am. Like, he was a phenomenal pitcher. He hit 7,000 home runs. He's Babe Ruth.
Carm was there for a lot of it, Danny.
That's a good point. That
Schuster was so
point.
Willing to bail him out, as he's been next to Schuster for so many years.
I mean, get a little bit of your history. I said to them, I'm like, have you guys watched the tape on to Drummond and Gordon? Like, yeah, it's all right. I'm like, it's all right. Like.
Yeah, but see, like, this level, like, that you bring this, like, this consternation and this slant and this opinion into these questions. And I genuinely mean, you get better things from these athletes than the vast majority of people. Because it's one thing to get good quotes from an interview setting when they're on a show and it's one-on-one and you could develop a rapport. But at a press conference or at their locker room and there's 50 reporters that are shoving microphones into their face, you have your war in that spot is way above average than the average reporter. I gotta say, I'm not blowing smoke. You are genuinely good at it, and I think it's because you come into it with an opinion. You ask questions that should elicit opinion, as opposed to like what happened on that third and two. You know, like you ask open ended opinion questions, and it leads to interesting quotes more often than not.
I've always thought there should be a nice solid radio segment. The worst questions that reporters ask. Was it important that you won that game? Was it good that you got off to a good start? I've had a zillion of these myself, by the way. You know,
yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, but there's an art to it. Yeah, exactly. And now your Joe Kim Noah question, by the way, could have won that award for worst question.
Right.
But yeah, so you could have been the first ever nominee and winner of your own segment, the worst question of the week.
But then people are like, oh, weren't you? That's awful. I can't believe you did that. Like, I just got an amazing soundbite out of this guy. Like, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, that's what it is that you just don't care. Well, you don't get embarrassed very easily. There's not a lot of shame there. You're like, yeah, okay, so what? I asked a dumb question to Joe Kim Noah. 12 seconds later, he's answering another question. It's not the end of the world. No big deal.
And on that one, I didn't even really think it was that dumb. Like, but he just thought it was dumb.
Right. Well, he was right and you were wrong, because it was, in fact, fairly stupid. But, you know, have you talked, by the way, with your many, many therapists and life coaches about why you can't enjoy LeBron James? Have you talked about that, or do you focus on less trivial matters?
Parko, I don't think that is, you know, that's way down the list of issues that I have going on at the moment. So I haven't gotten there yet, but maybe, you know, hey, maybe an extra session we'll throw in here.
Danny, was that less trivial matters or less trivial matters talking to Grobber last night?
Less trivial matters,
like,
but
fewer
yeah.
trivial matters?
Fewer trivial matters.
Damn it.
Yeah, that would have worked too. But I'm telling you, Carm, because you get mad at me for not being more obtuse or absolute in my defense of Michael Jordan. You get mad at me about this.
Yes,
is that accurate?
Danny, I do.
Yeah. But what I'm telling you is LeBron is not a threat to Michael Jordan's legacy. He isn't.
Really?
Of course not. It's a fabrication. It is a made-up thing.
Okay.
There is no official ranking. There is no anything that matters. It's a barbershop debate. It's a sports talk debate. You only allow him to be a threat to his legacy if you yourself allow it to be.
Right, but I liked living in a world where everybody just saluted Jordan. That was a great sports world.
They still do.
No, they don't. I hear Mark Jackson making his case every single day. I've got Isaiah Thomas, the most biased person on the planet, doing everything.
You're the most biased person on the planet. No,
but I'm correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm not, hold on. I just think it's a ridiculous argument that in year 17, after watching him all this time, you know what? He may just be better. It bothers me. And there is, listen, Magic Johnson's talking about it. If he wins another one next year, then they're on the same level. I get your point. It's very rational. It shouldn't bother you. None of this matters. He had the career that he had. You enjoyed it as much as you could have possibly enjoyed anything, all of it. Why does it matter? Whose opinion is it? You're right. But it still bothers me.
Because time travel doesn't exist, they played in different eras of basketball. It was a different game. The 3-point line, free agency, all of it. It was hand checking, everything about it. It was different. Just like Kareem. Best of his era. Magic, best of his era. Jordan, best of his era. LeBron, best of his era. And I generally believe that as you go throughout, these things build upon each other, and athletes and sports science and evolution and sports medicine get better. And so, like, in 25 years, there will be someone who surpasses what LeBron has been able to accumulate. And it's just... that's just how it works. So it's not an offensive thing. It's like, this guy was the best of his time. This guy was the best of his time. They weren't able to play against each other. So who cares? It's a team. It's not golf. It's not tennis. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. So it's just a nonsensical thing to get genuinely upset. And I'm a guy who has a signed Michael Jordan jersey
right.
in his living room.
Right.
If it doesn't offend me, why would it offend? Why would it offend you?
See, but you are. This is the little dichotomy between me and you. You have it. This is in your head. You've rationalized it. I'm living with the old heart a little bit more here, and I can't get it. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't. It's a rational debate between LeBron and Mike. Doesn't work for me. It is offensive to the basket, to my basketball.
They just
senses.
Don't have it. They just don't engage.
Seriously, that's the way. There's nothing good ever comes of the conversation. I don't even bother.
It's subjective. It's not a scientific equation. It's not a mathematical equation. It is subjective.
Disagree. It's fact.
Okay.
You're right. I shouldn't engage. It is subjective. None of it matters. It's completely irrelevant. They can't take away from the fact that I used to go to Chicago Stadium, jump over the hockey boards. Chris Collins will be shooting in one corner. The ball goes off the rim. Carm steps up as an 11-year-old, drills it. Then Jordan comes out and shoots 40, jump back over the hockey boards, get the high five. I should let it. I get it. That all happened. Can't take it away. Was there when they won it in 92 at home. Game 6, greatest sports moment of my life. I get it. But
yeah. So you get it.
I do.
So just relax about it.
Maybe in 10 years I'll get there. It's down the road.
When you're 80, like that's come on.
I'm just telling you. Like I said yesterday, like I should have texted Spiegel. Like you're gonna really love Danny. It won't be tomorrow. I know on this one, like it's not gonna be tomorrow for me.
You take your time on that.
I mean,
all right?
Yes.
I'm trying to help your mental health.
I got it. I'll be
no
good.
No one's coming for your guy's legacy because they're debating things on television. It doesn't matter. It is completely – and Nick Wright is my best friend in the world. We just don't talk about this topic. And he knows it's like, yeah, it's basketball reference.
Right.
It's counting stats. It's numbers. Who cares?
I don't talk about it with him either, which is just a weird
yeah.
thing.
It's like politics at Thanksgiving. Just leave it alone. It's not worth the headache. Just pass the sweet potatoes and the pumpkin pie. Mark Grody, Moby Ditka. We were both at table 12 at Carm's wedding. That might come up. Khalil Mack's injury definitely will. It's a Bears report next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the score.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
He's also with Mark Carmen, who's in on the Danny Parkin show this week. Mark Grody, our Bears reporter, sideline reporter for WBBM on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park, and my table mate, hashtag table 12 from Mark Carmen's wedding. What up, Grody?
Nothing, man. You know what I realized that night, and it was a great table that we had, right, Parko? It was you and me. Dan Levy, hey, dude, what's going on, man? We had the your guy, Nick, right?
Nick Wright.
He was in there, yep. Too. Nick Wright, yep. So that table was a blast. What I realized, though, that night about Carmen, boy, there's some money flow. I mean, they spared no expense that night. Expensive downtown hotel for the wedding and the reception, and the food was, like, top-notch. Like, that was probably, honestly, one of the best, I'm guessing, most expensive weddings I've been to in a long time. So congrats to all that family money that came to the – flowed to the top that night, Carmo.
He's not wrong, Carm. You married up.
I had nothing to do with it, fought against it as much as I could, and the only thing that I really got pushed through was the Superdog on the way out, which was a great expense other than that I was willing to throw in on. But thanks, Marco. It was right. We'll never get that money back.
No. But you'll never have all those people in the room again celebrating you ever again, especially me.
Wanted to do it in a barn with a buffet. 25 ahead.
That would have been fine.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, probably.
It's like Jurassic Park. Spared no expense. We spared no expense. That was the common. We spared no expense.
Grody, by the way, can you give a shout out to the Twitch audience right now, please, in terms of what we're doing?
Am I on the Twitch?
No, yeah. You're on it, what did we do with the Twitch?
Oh, yeah. You Twitch the samples so you can all see your faces out there.
Thank
you know what they did to me? I was locked up, and now...
Shotgun formation. Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes.
Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8. Turf monster wins.
Oh, man. And what's so funny about that is you could see it coming for about 10 yards. He got out over his skis a little bit. That should have been a walk-in 80-plus yard touchdown on a zone read. The Eagles were totally fooled.
80-yard run, but did not get to the end zone.
Such a great call on Westwood One. Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker, who you can hear with Nick Costos and I, the first hour of You Better You Bet. And we're airing that this Sunday here on The Score because there's no Bears pregame on Sunday because they're playing on Monday Night Football. Just Ross Tucker giggling as Daniel Jones gets ready to go down. And to a texter who followed up on the last text, say that Carm wasn't getting a fair audition because we're just messing around and having fun. We're doing some sports too. Guy says, I disagree with the previous texter. After going through several months without sports, Carm's black belt in nonsense is a huge bonus for the job. You guys sound great. A black belt in nonsense. That's like the highest bit of praise you could possibly get.
Never heard it put quite that way. Thank you very much. I'm going to maybe get a poster or something. Maybe a belt that says that, actually.
It would make more sense on a belt than a poster.
Yeah, but I'd see the poster more often, Parco. You know, you could, I don't know, black belt.
Well, see, I have no use for a belt because, again, sweatpants.
Right.
Yeah. The Daniel Jones play is just objectively funny, right?
Yes, and painful to, if you bring it back to yourself, like moments where you had the entire world in your hand or could have, and then just let it go for no real reason other than you just imploded yourself. That was sad.
Yeah, I was trying to think. You know, you make mistakes in a high-profile spot in an easy situation, and you just drop the ball. Like, does one immediately come to mind for you, sports or otherwise? Because, like, I see that, and I think of all-time sports blunders. Like, Campy, give me Jose Canseco, home run off of the big dome piece.
High fly ball, right field deep. Canseco back to the track. Look it up. It is off his head, it looked like. And over the top! Check the replay. It did. It went over the fence. David Hall's laughing out there, so it must hit something funny. It either hit his head or his shoulder. Let's take a look at it. And Canseco goes back to the wall. He looks like he's checking the wall. He's checking the ball. Reaches up. Hits him right in the head. He goes over the top.
It hit Canseco in the head and bounced over the wall for a homer. Look at this. Boink. And it's out of here.
No wonder David Hulse was laughing when he went over there. Jose, you've hit a lot of home runs. You did a lot of great things, but that shot will live forever.
Incredible. Incredible call. Any moment in sports that just has analysts giggling like they did Ross Tucker last night or those two dudes with the A's game, that is just an absolutely perfect sports blunder. I love it.
It's called being a great announcer, by the way. You just got to lean into it. You can't feel bad for him. You just got to laugh, just like Jose Canseco should be still laughing about that today. And last night was amazing. I mean, that was a phenomenal call.
It was a great call. And by the way, proof that the NFL is just incredible, because those are not good teams. But that was an entertaining game. I was locked in at the end.
I was so angry at the end. Like, catch the
really?
Foot. Yes, but because I hadn't tweeted all night, and then I finally jumped in there because I predict, like, who's going to win the NFC. So I put out there, like, why not bet on Washington? Let's go, Ron Rivera. I see you. You got a shot at this. And so then I'm feeling good about the Giants getting a win over the Eagles, and then you're losing that game after going up 21-10 because your tight end can't catch a pass that Daniel Jones needed as bad as he needed anything, and then you lose the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, anyone blaming the Giants for that are insane. I mean, or in terms of Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was fine. Evan Engram just dropped a pass. Like, they end up scoring. Daniel Jones, while – and then he fumbles at the end, and he fumbles way more than any other quarterback. But they're in complete desperation mode. The defense is teeing off on him. There's basically no time left in the game. Daniel Jones did not lose that game last night for the Giants. Carson Wentz, I think I didn't sell one share of my made-up Carson Wentz stock from that MVP season. And is some of that the bias of the Andy Reid system? Yeah, it is. I'll admit that on the front end. But I still think Carson Wentz is going to be a stud quarterback in the NFL for a decade.
I mean, he made a phenomenal throw to win it last night. And the Eagles, I mean, two drives, really. So
yeah.
Stick with it, Parco. You might as well, especially, I mean, I don't think he's going to stay healthy. I would be highly skeptical of that. But
yeah, that's been his problem. His problem has been staying healthy. But when healthy and with not having – they've had six offensive linemen miss games due to injury this year, plus their top two receivers have been out all year. And then now Miles Sanders is hurt. Like, anyone blaming Carson Wentz for the Eagles' struggles this year is just not paying attention to the whole team. But do you have a personal blunder, whether it was public or private, big spot? Because I can't believe I shared the story of my Halloween fail with my – wife from years and years ago. She was before she was my wife, because I have this texter who was reminding me of it, and it was terrible. My first crush, Carm, was April O'Neil from the Ninja Turtles, and like 5 years ago for Halloween, Steph got like the white boots, skin tight yellow jumpsuit, put on the red wig, and I mean, it was,
you liked it.
I mean, this was all time. I'm like, this is going to be the greatest night of my life. And then we were with it was a party bus situation. I didn't really like some of the people that were there. In fact, I really didn't like them. And they were on a hockey, like a men's league hockey team. And they decided that they were going to go as hockey players. But if you know anything about hockey equipment, it smells disgusting. And so they played a game and then showed up on the bus to go out to the bar as hockey players for Halloween, just reeking in like sweat stained body odor smelling. And so I just took a large amount of Crown Royal to the face and passed out when we got home.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Crown Royal?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was a big Crown Royal guy like 6, 7, 8 years ago.
I love Crown Royal.
That's my drink.
That's not great, but that's recoverable.
Maybe. I mean, it was tough. It was tough. You know, I've shared that failure again. But that was a Daniel Jones blunder that comes to mind. I've had many other fumbles in my life, as you know. But Texter just brought that one up, so I'll be first, right? I'll share a public L in that way. I fell into a pig pen as a kid on a field trip in like second grade. The whole class laughed at me. We were going to like a zoo farm type place, and I fell over the rail trying to pet the pig. That was embarrassing.
That's not great. I'll go with, I really, really deserved, Parco, to make the 7th and 8th grade basketball team. Like, I played really well. I was there, but I wasn't like in all the cool basketball leagues as a kid. Like, my parents didn't know what other kids were doing, so nobody knew who was this weird Carmen kid over here. And I deserved to make it, but I wasn't one of them. But then when it came to freshman basketball tryouts, literally everyone was going to make either the A or B team. And I knew that, but for knowing that put more pressure on myself. And here's the head coach guy, and he's watching as we're doing a very simple layup drill. Like, you go to the top of the key, run in, right-hand layup, go back, left-hand layup, right-hand layup. He's standing right underneath the hoop, all right? I make layups. I missed layup after layup after layup. I'm like, I'm going to get cut. This is it. And then at the end of the old tryouts, 4 people got cut. 3 people who couldn't walk and me. And I'm like, no, I'm not that bad. Please, I'm telling you, that was the worst.
You choked.
Beyond choke. Like, probably hit the underside of the backboard on one of them. Like, it was getting worse and worse. I'm like, no, please, just come back. I promise you, I can make a layup.
You wanted a second tryout. Yeah. I mean, it's happened to all of us. Those are the only reasons why we are not professional athletes, because we choke in the big moments. We did not do the layup drill earlier today. But at some point, Carm, we will get out on a court, and I will show you that I can make multiple right-handed layups. Pro sports blunders. What? Leon Lett?
Chris Webber's number one for me.
Chris Webber's number one?
Yeah. I mean, you're only in college for a certain period of time. You're Chris Webber. You're playing North Carolina. It's 1,000% your fault.
Yep. What about Ron Santo's oh no call on the Brant Brown fly ball?
That's phenomenal.
That's a really good one.
It also is so good because of the call. Like, not just the mistake by Brown, like, but in terms of a blunder leading to a great broadcasting moment, that is a classic.
How about Nick Anderson at the free throw line? Again and again and again.
Yep. Man, pro athletes, they're just like us. The dude at Wingfoot, what was his name? Danny Lee? Like, who six-putted from 4 feet and then just withdrew from the U.S. Open? He just quit golf in the middle of the U.S. Open. It's incredible.
John Vandeveld?
Vandeveld is a choke, no question.
The White Sox signing Adam Dunn?
Yeah.
I'm back in the Brant Brown moment at County Stadium, at the game, dude sitting next to me. He's jumping up and down like he thinks that he caught the ball. He dropped it. There are three runners scoring. They lost. It's just...
And then
it's a bad history.
One of my first jobs working for the Schaumburg Flyers, and he was on that team. Schaumburg Flyers Independent League Baseball. Brant Brown had fallen that far.
Brant Brown was a good dude. Still a good dude.
He was a good dude.
Still is a good dude. Still is a good man.
We don't know that.
I guess that's true. Hey, is there Khalil Mack injury news?
Yeah, he was completely out today after being a full participant yesterday. Back injury.
Oh, man. That is pretty much the worst case scenario for the Bears defense. Now, it's just one day of practice. Obviously, he's the best player on the team by far. But we were just talking about earlier, their margin for error is smaller than other teams because they don't have elite quarterback play. Elite quarterback play, look at the Packers. When they don't have Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers carries them to, 4-0 start to the season with Devontae Adams having an ankle sprain, right? Because you've got great quarterback play. If you don't have great quarterback play, you have a smaller margin for error. Rely on your defense. Now Khalil Mack out with a back injury. We'll see what his status is for Monday. That'll be a huge story to watch over the weekend. And we'll talk to Mark Grody in about 40 minutes. He'll give us an update on what he knows on Khalil Mack. Even though the Bears don't play this weekend, you can pick them, Carm, if you want. It's Danny versus everyone. Three picks against the spread next on The Score.
What you got riding on this game?
My daughter.
What a gambler.
It's time for Danny versus everybody.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I still obviously have no idea what I'm doing.
Danny brings you his three best NFL picks against the spread as he goes against a celebrity guest picker.
Danny, listen. So I'll make a pick for you. I don't normally make picks, okay, anymore because, my pick's very successful and you got to pay for them, but...
Okay, thank you, Pope.
The closest thing to a tiger is a lion, even though I prefer a tiger over a lion, and the tiger really should be the king of the jungle. I'll take the lions against whoever they're playing because I like large cats who can maul people. Go Tigers.
Our old friend Eli Hershkovich.
I leave at the end of the month.
Okay, they're not always celebrities.
Gambling, you're right.
Gambling? What's the prize to winning this stupid contest?
Go down gambling. Say it when you're running low, low, low.
Danny versus everybody on the Danny Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
I'm 7-8. Everybody, 8-7. You'd say, well, if you're picking three games and it's week 7 of the NFL, 3 times 6, these numbers should add up to 18. Yeah, we missed a week because it's the ish show and because there were Cubs playoff games. Remember those? That were during our time slot. So we missed a Friday show, and that's why we're behind. So, Carm.
Nobody did the math on that, just so you know.
Well, listen, it's official, okay? It was a big football weekend. A lot of people like to gamble. We use the odds from Bet Rivers, so.
I get it. Set your fantasy lineup.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Michael Thomas, he's got a hamstring injury. He's out. If you put him in your lineup, take him out. Don't start Michael Thomas this week. In Saints Panthers. Don't be that guy. All right, Carm. Three picks against the spread. What do you got?
I get to go first. All right, sweet. I am taking the Tennessee Titans, Parco. They're 1.5-point favorites over Pittsburgh, which just seems crazy. Not enough. I'm betting on the Titans and their balanced attack, one of the best teams in the red zone, scoring on 78% down there. Derrick Henry, another big day against that Pittsburgh defense without Devin Bush. I love Tennessee. I also like the Houston Texans getting 3.5 over Green Bay. They are betting up the Packers. Love to fade the public. Here's an opportunity to do that and root against Green Bay. Rooting is good in betting. The Texans should have beaten the Titans. Aaron Jones is not Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry did run all over the Texans last week. That's not happening this week. I like Houston to beat Green Bay. And I hated this one, but I am going to take Cleveland giving 3 at Cincinnati. The Bengals cannot run the ball at all. Burrow's thrown it 246 times most in the NFL. No Joe Mixon. I guess I'm betting on Baker having a comeback week here, and also a huge day from Kareem Hunt against that Bengals defense. Give me the Browns.
Okay, it is 3 picks against the spread. He has Tennessee, he has Houston, and he has Cleveland. He is Mark Carmen. I got to be honest, I already bet this at 7.5. It's down to 7 with the Michael Thomas news. I'm going down with the ship. I still think the Saints at the end of this season are going to be the favorite or co-favorite in the NFC. And that is apparently a bold call right now. I think they're one of the most talented teams in the NFL, and I'm just not buying that Drew Brees and his arm is completely shot. Eventually, Michael Thomas will come back, and the Saints are going to be a contender. Coming off the bye, Alvin Kamara is going to do to the Panthers' run defense what the Bears were not able to do. I think the Saints crushed the Panthers. I like the Saints minus the 7, even without Michael Thomas. They're coming off of a bye. Dallas is bad. They are the worst defense in the NFL. They've got offensive line issues. They have coaching problems. They have Andy Dalton in for Dak Prescott. But they're still better than Washington. They're still better than the Washington football team. They got embarrassed in a big way last week. I think they put it together and hang a big number on Washington's defense, which is a little banged up. Dallas only minus 1 in Washington. I like Dallas to cover the 1, the Saints to cover the 7, and I think it's too many points. I'm taking the Bears plus the 6 against the Rams. I think Khalil Mack is going to be precautionary with that back injury. They have shown in the past an ability to scheme around Aaron Donald, thinking back to that game where they won 15-6 at Soldier Field a couple of years ago. I think the Bears have a defense that is going to make Jared Goff's life miserable and turn him over. And Nick Foles will be able to do just enough for the Bears to hang close in that one, if not win the game outright. So Bears plus 6, Cowboys minus 1, Saints minus 7.
I love the Bear pick. And I'm nervous about it with the Khalil Mack news of today. That's not great.
It's not great. I'm assuming, given that he was full participant yesterday and Matt Nagy indicating that it's precautionary, that he will be good to go. But Mark Grody will have more for us on that coming up in just over 20 minutes. Shane, I know you struggle with the terminology. Did you get everybody's picks there?
Yeah, because you didn't use stupid terminology this time. You used terminology that everybody else can understand, so I'm good.
Okay. Not to be so angry.
Mark, here's a question for you, Mark.
Yeah.
If you're a betting novice, a gambling novice, and some moron walks up and starts talking about laying points and lifting points and flying points, would you have
Never
any idea what
two.
He's talking about?
The laying part, yes, and the last two, no.
You would know, as somebody who doesn't gamble, what laying points means.
Yes.
See, I think that's a total lie.
I'm not an expert gambler, Shane. I got to be honest. I'm on the very novice end of this, and I do know what laying is.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, sounds good. Appreciate that.
Yeah, he didn't back you up, did he, Shane? That's right.
I wanted to back you up, Shane. But
yeah, of course. Obviously. You might have been listening to Mark Carmen the last couple days and thinking, this guy's not an expert on anything. You'd be wrong. He's an expert on a lot of things. He's a black belt in nonsense, like the texter said. But he also, some of the answers and sound bites from your favorite athletes in and around Chicago the last 20 years, Mark Carmen has been the person that has elicited those answers. We're going to play some of them, and he's going to teach us the art of getting interesting things said by athletes at press conferences, even at the expense of making himself look kind of dumb. It's a true gift. He's going to give us all a lesson in it next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.